This is South Carolina Public Radio. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. Seniors in South Carolina are closing the digital divide by taking free digital literacy training.
You click that and then speak.
How to play Sudoku.
You got it. Now watch. See?
Classes are provided by Palmetto Care Connections, a nonprofit organization based in Bamberg. PCC brings technology, broadband, and telehealth solutions to healthcare providers in rural and underserved areas of South Carolina. Kathy Schwarting is the CEO of Palmetto Care Connections.
Our world has become very technology-based. Everything is on the internet. When vaccines were given out during COVID, you had to register to take the vaccine with an email address. A lot of our seniors didn't have email addresses and didn't know how to use email.
Schwarting says the Digital Literacy Inclusion Program began during the pandemic. Community members needed help connecting to the internet for telehealth appointments.
So for us, it started out really teaching folks how to do telehealth visits. But in order to do that, they have to be able to use a device. They have to be able to connect to the internet. You want them to understand cybersecurity.
Typing in that email address, how many of you noticed that email address popped up?
Seniors gathered at community centers or churches for the free classes. They learned how to navigate a tablet, create an email address and a password, and how to search on Google.
We are going to go over some of our apps.
Since the program started in 2020, classes have been held in 17 counties throughout the state.
All right, Miss Jessie, see how you're in there?
One of the seniors who completed the training was Miss Jessie Sinkler from Eastover.
Miss Sinkler was the oldest participant that we have ever trained. At the time of the training, she was 95 years old, and she wanted to learn. I mean, she was one of the most eager participants that we've probably had.
Ms. Sinkler says seniors need opportunities to learn today's technology.
Oh, yeah, it's important to try to keep learning.
She believes staying active helps protect seniors from dementia and other harmful conditions.
And if you don't do things like that, you'll soon go down.
Her favorite part of the training was learning how to safely use social media. With her grandchildren and great-grandchildren scattered across the country, Facebook helps her stay in touch. Kathy Schwarting says when seniors are comfortable using social media and FaceTime, it cuts down on the isolation they may feel at home.
Isolation leads to depression. Depression leads to poor health outcomes. So seniors were really a high-risk group that we wanted to target, and really just sort of bringing life back to them, along with teaching them how to do telehealth so they could now go to their doctor and not have to leave their home or go into a sick environment.
Ms. Sinkler was among the first 100 seniors to participate in the Digital Inclusion Program. Since that initial pilot, the program has expanded to offer services to younger people, including special sessions for pregnant women and high school seniors. To date, more than 1,500 people have been trained in digital literacy by Palmetto Care Connections. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.